Rajan, request the consultation report on patient Buell Gustafson, GUSTAFSON, consultation request by Dr. Sambono, principal consultation, cardiac dysarrhythmia, history patient is a 78-year-old male. With a history of hypertension, and a palpitation period, patient recent electrocardiogram showed a ventricular bijuvenia as well as episodes of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia period. Patient also has history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for management of ventricular tachyarrhythmia period. Patients completing a shortness of breath, dizziness, denial of syncope period. Past medical history, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, mitral regurgitation, essential hypertension, and period. Social history, now history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Current medication, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, Herbosartan 150 mg daily. Pantoprazole 20 mg daily, multivitamins period, allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, now history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia, review system in general, denial recent weight gain or weight loss, nerve vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated history, arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 136 over 90, pulse is 50, respiration 16, weight is 260 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6 systole murmur, head of the left sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, cardiac dysarrhythmia, number 2, hypertension, number 3, obesity, recommendation. Patient has ventricular bijuvenia and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding ablation for ventricular bijuvenia, non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. The morphology suggests that most probably this is originating from the left ventricular outflow tract period. Procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient and the family. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, myocardial infarction, stroke period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambono. Consultation date is 4/26/22.